Art, what do you make of this?
Not much. This is a real thin premise. Jesus Montero's name was on a list. It wasn't attached to a sale receipt. It wasn't attached to a usage chart. And he certainly hasn't tested positive for any use of banned performance-enhancing drugs. And he expressed himself in a real bewildered fashion to the Seattle Times this week by saying that he had no idea how his name showed up here. He's never met the figure in question, a guy named Bosch, never been to the clinic, didn't know anything about it. And having been around Jesus Montero, he's kind of an innocent, kind of a naive guy. And I realize this is a superficial impression that really doesn't mean anything, but it's what I know. And I don't see Montero lying to the Seattle Times. I don't see him making something up like this, even though that is the natural tendency of all athletes to deny. And that's just an impression I have. It's not any greater evidence than, you know, what has been presented, a name on a list.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. This was broken by an alternative newspaper in Miami.
Right. And they charge that this clinic, which has now been closed, is under investigation, which is true, by federal authorities and now Major League Baseball for distribution of performance-enhancing drugs. And in the investigation, they found a list of names led by Alex Rodriguez and Melky Cabrera, both of whom have been admitted performance-enhancing drug users in the past. So there is a history there with these players, but there is no history with Montero. And how his name got there, I do not know. But a part of the issue, the backstory in this, is that in Latin American countries, the use of PEDs is legal. Many Latin American countries have bigger problems than worrying about performance-enhancing drugs. And so a lot of young players will take drugs because the choice is they don't make it in the baseball academies in Dominican Republic or Venezuela, and they go back to a life of poverty. Then they come to the major leagues, or at least the minor leagues, in which PEDs are also illegal, and they're afraid to not use them. That's why you're seeing these stories that pop up of use by players in the minors, but that doesn't necessarily indict everybody.
And whether it has merit or not, this is the first news of this nature to break since Lance Armstrong's big interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Right. And that's really one of the collateral bits of damage that has come from Lance Armstrong, because the public is, after listening to Lance Armstrong, they're ready to believe the worst, because Lance Armstrong, in my view, is the worst. It's not that he used the drugs. It's that he took the lying to cosmic levels to bully and intimidate and ruin lives of people close to him just for his own narcissism. I mean, the man's a sociopath. And the public is even more skeptical about denials among athletes. And, of course, there is a segment of the public that just doesn't care. But for people who care about these things, like athletes who want to participate in a clean fashion, Lance Armstrong has hurt all of them immeasurably.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.